Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call of Khadim India Limited, hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Khaitan from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the conference call to discuss the result for Q2 and H1 FY24 of Khadim India Limited. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Ritik Roy Varman, Full-Time Director, and Mr. Indrajit Chaudhary, CFO. Before we start the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference call may contain some forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinion, and expectations of the company as on date. Actual results may differ materially. A detailed safe harbor statement has also been published in the company's investor presentation, which was uploaded on the stock exchange today. I hope everyone had a chance to go through the results and the presentation before this call. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Khadim India Limited, it is my pleasure to welcome you all to this conference call to discuss the Q2 and H1 FY24 results. We appreciate your time and interest in our company's performance. I hope that everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation which have been uploaded on the stock exchange. The demand linked to festival season has been pushed to Q3 of this fiscal year. The impact was seen in our revenues, which declined by 16% year-on-year in the second quarter. However, despite such challenges, we continue to maintain healthy gross margins of 44.7% in Q2 FY24, benefiting from the lower raw materials prices as well as higher contribution from the retail wing of the business, contribution of sales from the retail wing of the business. We expect the demand to rise in the festive season, and our growth trajectory remains positive for the second half of FY24. Contribution from retail sales stood at 70% in Q2 FY24 and 66% in the first half of FY24. Our retail stores count as on the first half of FY24 stands at 861 stores. We opened 51 new stores this quarter. Moving to model-wise store count, our CO store count on a half-yearly basis stands at 225 stores, and for franchisee, which includes EBO, FRM, and DO, stands at 636 stores. We are continuously expanding in Tier 2 and 3 cities, and retail presence in Tier 3 cities stands at 49% in Q2. Our distribution business contributed 27% to revenues in Q2, and for half-year 2024, the contribution stood at 30%. We added 19 new distributors in the quarter, taking our total count to 741 distributors as on half-year FY24. Our distribution network continues to remain strong in each zone, with 475 distributors as on half-year FY24. Our retail and distribution business are currently present in 25 states and four union territories as of September 2023. In the last quarter, I mentioned about the demerger of our distribution business. The wholly-owned subsidiary, namely KSR Footwear Limited, has been formed for the said purpose. This business was part of the distribution segment of Khadim India Limited, which provides branded and affordable footwear in the mass footwear category in Tier 1 to Tier 3 cities. The demerger will facilitate the allocation of resources necessary for each business to concentrate on its expanding operations. This will also aid in attracting suitable talent and offering enhanced growth prospects to existing talent, aligning with a more targeted strategic focus for each business segment within distinct entities. We are also closely monitoring the market situation and simultaneously preparing to implement the BIS regulations on footwear effective from January 2024. We might face some issues in supply chain, but we are not front-loading our inventory to prevent any delays in future. Now moving on to Q2 and half year FY24 financial highlights. So the quarterly performance. On quarterly performance, revenue from operations for Q2 FY24 is at rupees 157 crores as against rupees 186 crores same period last year. Degrew by 15.6% year on year. Gross margin for the quarter stood at 45%, up by 400 basis points year on year, as higher contribution from retail led to favorable product mix. The EBITDA for the quarter stood at 17.6 crores, registering a of 21% year on year. Operating EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 11.2%, down by 80 basis points year on year. The net profit for the quarter stood at 1.8 crores, down by 64% year on year. PAT margins for the quarter stood at 1.1%, down by 160 basis points year on year. Now I would like to tell the half year FY24 highlights as well. Revenues from operations for half year FY24 stood at 315 crores as against 352 crores in half year FY23, a decrease of 10.5% year on year. Gross margins for half year FY24 stood at 45%, up by 380 basis points year on year. EBITDA for half year FY24 stood at 35.9 crores as against 39.4 crores in half year FY23, a degrowth of 8.7% year on year. EBITDA margins for half year FY24 stood at 11.4%, up by 20 basis points year on year. Profit after tax at 3.4 crores half year FY24 versus 8.4 crores in half year FY23, a decrease of 59% year on year. PAT margins for half year FY24 stood at 1.1%, down by 130 basis points year on year. With this, I conclude my speech and open the forum for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Abhimanyu Kekar from KC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
I have two questions. We are witnessing a consistently improving trend in gross margin and now even EBITDA has improved. Can you please explain how the product mix is changing favorably or any sub-brand in particular which may be driving this premiumization? And the second question is, how are we doing in women's footwear and which brand is seeing good traction?
Hi, thanks for the question. So, the premiumization trend is strongly at play, especially because we have launched a good range in the sport shoe segments, which is our pro sub-brand. So that is seeing a good traction that is leading to. So the overall, the sub-brands is 60% and the mother brand Khadim sale contribution is around 40%, 40-45%. So it has increased. The sub-brand has increased, the realization has the gross margin has improved.
Also in the sports shoes, we have launched product in pro brand in the range of 2,000-3,000. Previously, we were selling sports shoes from 1,200-1,999, means 2,000 range. So this year we have launched this, and this was very much successful. We have seen there are lot of attraction in this type of product. In the ladies segment also, we have seen good traction in Cleo and also in Sharon also. So whereby we were able to generate the higher margin by premiumization of the sub-brands.
Ladies and gents is almost like, 45-55. Gents is bit higher value-wise, and 45 would be ladies percent.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just one last question, sir. Just wanted to know if there is going to be any change in your brand ambassador, or is it going to be the same as we are currently with?
We have a contract till March, so we are continuing till March. Then whenever the budget for the next year is finalized, we'll then decide whether we will continue or not.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in queue for more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Ninad Sabnis from Sabnis Financial. Please go ahead.
Very good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, good evening. Yeah.
So I want to ask, what is the outlook for expanding the distributor network? Also, what will be the closing count for FY 2024? And if you can help me with an estimate for FY 2025, that would be very kind, sir.
So we are expanding distribution business only in East.
Okay.
We have a target of opening around 70-75 distributors. However, for the next year, since we are doing a demerger, so we'll consolidate on the distributor, focus on the big distributors, so that when the new company is coming up, the company means instead of expanding with different distributor in the same area, we will concentrate on in one direction with a big distributor in a particular district. So the FY 2025 will be coming with the new company and with the new policies.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. That sounds very interesting for the future. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Deepan Shankar from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. So firstly, from my side, so can you please throw some light on the reason for degrowth in top line for retail and the distribution business for the current quarter?
Retail, the thing is that we have grown in franchisee, because franchisee took the primary sale before the Puja. But last year, since the Puja was in September, in the 1st of October, the Puja started, so the CEO's sale shifted to October. So that's why there is a little degrowth in the total retail sales. In distribution, we have seen a huge degrowth, as we have also already mentioned that the distribution business, the traction is less, and we are also checking on the credits, and there is also the low muted demand for the lower segment product for Hawaii and PU. And we are not pushing to the distributors with the product and increasing our working capital days. So there we are taking corrective measure, so that whenever you take corrective measure in working capital, your sales decline. But we have gone and met distributor in Bihar and UP, While correcting, we have seen that there are some changes that we have to do. As I have already told that we are consolidating the distributor so that there is the price cut that happens in the market can be stopped, and we can consolidate the distributor, and so that the demand for a particular product remains and there is no price cut which reduces the demand and create chaos in the market. That's why we have taken the corrective action. In the third quarter also, the retail will see growth. Distribution, we are trying to keep whatever sales we have done in last quarter, that intact. However, there will be some year in distribution, but hopefully this will give better results in from the fourth quarter onwards.
Okay. Okay. In retail per se, so most of the degrowth was coming from volume degrowth, or we have some price degrowth also?
No, the volume degrowth, I mean, this is because the puja shifted. Otherwise,
Okay. Okay.
There's only the impact of puja, but you will see that COCO will be having a higher growth in the third quarter.
Okay.
And the price
In Q3 already, have we started seeing improvement in footfalls and the volumes growth coming back during this festive season?
Yes, yes. In puja, we have grown in our COCO business by around 7%-8%.
Okay. Okay.
That's why the shift was there in puja. That's why that happened. In distribution business, we are taking some corrective actions so that the overall we should improve the health of the business.
Okay. Okay. Retail, have we taken any price increase during the current quarter? Are we planning to increase anything in future?
Yes, yes. We have seen ASP increase of around 4%-5%.
Okay.
Again, we will try, we'll take the increase in the next festive season.
Okay. Okay. Initial commentary may talk about this sports shoe contribution. What is that contribution currently, and where are we planning to increase that contribution level for over next two, three years?
The sports shoe contribution is around, pro is giving around 20% of the total.
Okay.
Volume.
Okay.
We are also going, we have our merchandiser has attended the China fair. We are trying to improve our product by, because we have gone and seen the design. We try to manufacture them in India because there are BIS problem, because the Chinese vendor are not going to take the BIS. We are trying to give that same type of product in India only. With variety of color and option, I think this sports shoe will definitely have a growth. We have already taken price increase, as I have told. We are selling product of the sports shoe in the range of 2,000-3,000. We'll come up with other latest design so that the volume in this segment grows and the overall profitability of the company increases.
Sports shoe contribution to margins. Are margins for the sports shoes is much higher than company average level?
No, the sports shoe margin is around 2%-3% higher than company level, but we want to.
Okay.
Keep the price competitive also.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Increased volume will give an overall contribution to the company.
Okay. Okay. Lastly from my side, regarding this demerger, when are we expecting that whole process to get completed? What is the status currently?
We have already applied in the BSE, NSE and the SEBI, so that is a process. I think in next year, May or June, we'll complete the formalities and the new means the company is already in existence. The KSR will start from maybe 1st June or 1st July.
Okay. Overall, 6 to 9 months, this will.
Yes.
Get over. Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Sudarshan N. from Prosperity Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question is on your current debts and finance cost. Could you give me the numbers on your current outstanding debts and what is the percentage of finance cost?
Current debt is around 116 crores and the average cost of EA is around 10 to 10.5%.
Okay. And regarding your retail business, I see that the EBITDA margins are at close to 20% for this current quarter. Moving forward, post the BAS thing comes in and when you switch to Indian suppliers for retail, what will be the margin erosion in this part for retail? Any guidance on that?
At present, we don't exactly know what will be the cost of the product with the BIS and all this. So we can definitely give you guidance in the fourth quarter.
Okay. And regarding your retail business, could you give us a number on what kind of PAT margins are at the current quarter? Net profit margins for retail business?
At present, we are doing the analysis of distribution and retail till EBITDA level. PAT and PBT cannot be segregated till the demerger is happened. Once the balance sheet item goes from one company to other, then only we will be able to give the exact number. Tentatively, the PAT margin would be around 7 to 8%.
Okay. And your current receivable levels, how much is of distribution business and how much will it be of the retail business?
Retail is around 45 crores is distribution business and retail would be around 80 crores.
Okay. So, all right, sir. And any other expenses, breakup, if you can give us on retail and distribution segment?
Come back again?
So, I just want to know the breakup of other expenses between your retail and distribution business.
No, that means I think better you can take this question one to one. Okay. I can give you the breakup of the cost.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Jagveer Singh from Shared Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So, in the retail business, we did around 17.5% margin in the current quarter. So, what is the guidance for the second half and for the next year?
Second half, the margin will be little better because of the festive in the third quarter, maybe 1% year. 1% improved from the first half. Next year, when the two businesses are demerged, so we expect a retail margin. We are planning to have a retail EBITDA margin of around 20%.
Okay, and what can you share the ESP compared to the last quarter? To this quarter, average sales price.
Okay,
so. ESP is 650 rupees. 650.
650. What was this on the last quarter?
It was little lesser, like maybe 3% lesser than this. Little bit lesser.
Oh. And the finance cost and depreciation is around 70 crore per year for both the businesses, retail and distribution. So can you segregate this number? How much will go to the retail and how much after the demerger?
That is the process is going on. Once the asset of the retail and distribution is classified, then we will be able to give the numbers.
Okay. And how much was the impact of shifting of Durga Puja to the second half? In the first, how much impact on the first half of this?
Durga Puja means you can expect a cocoa sales of around 20 to 25 crores shifting to the next quarter.
Okay. Earlier we have a professional CEO, so he has resigned. So now we have any plan for the professional CEO, or we will manage it?
our whole-time director Riktik is taking the role of the CEO. So we are not planning for any professional CEO at present.
The last question is regarding the size of the store in the mainly in the east. So what is the size, average size of the stores in the eastern region?
The average size of the store in the eastern region is around 1,000 square feet.
Okay, and what is the strategy for the UP? Because I have seen some stores in Noida. So these stores are, they also are around 1,000 square feet. So yes, what is the overall strategy for expanding in UP?
1,000 square feet. We will not open big stores. We'll limit our store to 1,000 to 1,200 depending on the rental of the area.
And what is the plan for the Uttar Pradesh? How much store you want to open in the next 1 year or 2 years?
See, at present we are considering opening stores in the eastern part of the country. We have opened this year around 12 stores, out of which around 9 to 10 is open in eastern part of the country. So in the next year also we will consider only the opening eastern part. Maybe one or two strategic location is found in other part, we'll open.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Kashish Samwani from Negen Capital PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. In the last call, we mentioned that we would be targeting somewhere around 16% EBITDA margin in the retail business. And now we are saying that we might touch 20% number. So what led to this change? I understand there has been raw material softening. But apart from that, what changes have been made which gives us the confidence of almost 400 bits jumping?
See, what we have seen is that the raw material price has softened, and also as I told you, we are considering some premium product in the sub-brands. So this added margin is increasing the EBITDA margin.
Right. So, do you say there are more levers from where we can probably cross 20% as well? 2-3 years down the line?
Present, we cannot tell. But obviously, we will try to increase the product profile and generate more contribution to increase the revenue, increase the EBITDA margin.
But as per current visibility, 20% would be the normal base for us going forward.
In the retail business?
Yeah, in the retail. Second question is on the receivables front. We do have some receivables from the government entities. So any update on how, when can we expect that money to flow in?
We have already got money from the UP government of around 28 crores. So that we have received in this second quarter. In UP, there is one district left of around 9 crores. So that maybe we will be getting in this quarter only. And in regard to Punjab, we will try to get it within this financial year.
How much would be our receivables from Punjab, sir?
Around 32 crores.
And most of the money would go for debt repayment, right?
Yes.
And in the last call again, we guided for somewhere around 10 to 12% growth for FY24. So do you think we are on track to sort of achieve this number?
We are expecting a good festive this, because festive has shifted. Maybe a little lesser than what we have told, 10 to 12%, but definitely in the range of 7 to 8% we will be doing this.
Second half should be good. This second half of the year, this should be a good.
At least high single digit is possible, if not 10%.
Yes,
yeah.
Understood. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Sumit Khaitan from Orient Capital for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for joining the call. I would like to thank the management for sparing the time and answering the questions today. We are Orient Capital Investor Relations Advisors to Khadim India Limited. For any queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you to all. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Khadim India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.